Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning on KSJE, and you know what that means. It is time to take our weekly trip together to the Encouragement Lab. That's where communications professor Dr. Mike Hadabaugh is standing by. Dr. Hadabaugh, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being with us again this week from the lab. Things are cooking up in the lab okay?
They are hyper in the lab. I just finished my second cup of coffee, so.
Oh my, all right.
Full of energy.
You are ready to go. Okay. Well, this week we are talking a little bit about saving a life, right?
Yeah, I heard about this and I loved it, and I thought I'd do a radio show on it because I think it's that profound and it could impact so many other places.
Okay.
So are you familiar with the health insurance company Kaiser Permanente?
I've heard of them, yes.
Yeah, so they're the health insurance company, and they work with doctors and lawyers and I say they're health insurance. Actually, I think they're like medical. They're like doctors and such.
Yeah, maybe hospital operators or what have you, healthcare plans.
Because I was just getting ready to say they have doctors and nurses, but mm-hmm. insurance companies don't generally have that many of those.
No.
Medical companies do.
Yes.
So okay. I'm off a little bit on what they are, but anyway, they work in the medical field, right?
Yes.
And one of the things, they're a large company, and one of the things they realized is that they wanted to actually bring more leadership across their whole organization. And what happens is, in certain situations, it becomes really easy to say, well, I don't have the power to do that. Therefore, I'm not going to make any decisions. I'm just I just work here, becomes the line, right?
Right.
And yet all the data shows that people that, have organizations that people are engaged from top to bottom have this incredible, positive impact on how the organization functions. And so Kaiser Permanente got together and they, put their heads together and said, what can we do across our organization that will improve our outcomes and then ultimately, because of that, improve our bottom line? And it wasn't, here they are, a medical company. They're in the business of both saving lives and in the business of, making a profit. I think they're a for-profit company.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, what can we do that will enable both those things? And what they came up with is the I Saved a Life campaign.
Hmm.
And what happened was they empowered every employee across the entire network of employees to, whenever they were on the phone with a customer, someone that came to them for medical services, they empowered them to ask them to both look up and ask them about preventative care. So in other words, if you call in, say, I need an appointment for my, hangnail that I have next Tuesday, while you're on the phone with that person could say, so I see here that you are 42 years old and you haven't had a mammogram. And as they were looking at the patients, after they gave them permission to look it up, their patient's information to make that appointment.
Right.
And that customer then could say, oh, no, I haven't. I didn't know I'm eligible for one. And then any employee could say, yeah, that's a benefit you have as part of your insurance. Or they could say, you haven't had a physical in 2 years. You get a free physical every year. You're 50. You haven't had a colonoscopy. And so what they did is they empowered everybody to ask anyone about preventative care.
Right.
Now comes the cool part. So they did that to empower employees, right?
Right.
Well, a year later, they start collecting the data.
And?
They had saved 462 lives.
Wow.
So 462 people that had been recruited by a person to go get preventative care was a major health risk was found.
Right.
Cancer, whatever. And literally, they saved a life. And so then the company had this big event where they brought all the people in that lives were saved and let them meet the employees. you know, that that they had done it, and they just found it was from all over the spectrum. It wasn't just people that make appointments. It was even janitors had been empowered to ask people about this kind of stuff. And it just absolutely transformed their organization to all of a sudden everybody was excited about, you know, I can tell anybody and everybody about this. And so I just love that. And I think so many groups and companies and organizations ought to look at that and go, how is it we can empower everyone across the board to really make a difference?
Right.
And I heard more stories, maybe later another show we'll talk about a school that I heard about that did this, where they trained everybody. And that's the mistake sometimes we make, is we train the professionals. We don't train the hourly employees, and yet they're the ones that have the most, you know, day-to-day contact with the people that we serve and whatever it is we do. And I just think that's a great challenge today, is for people to realize that you know what, everybody in your organization should be making an impact to whatever the mission of your organization is. And if they're not making an impact, then you ask the question, why not? And what can we do to empower that? And I think you'll see the vision that you have for whatever it is you do will be multiplied hugely across the board.
I think that's true. That's a great advice, as always, Dr. Hadabaugh, and a really powerful example. So thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
That's Dr. Mike Hadabaugh. He is with me every Wednesday right here from the Encouragement Lab on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.